Okay, Jesus is talking. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So when people ask me, and sometimes you guys ask me, how come those kids said that or did that or acted like that? Like, you don't get it, why they could be like that. And sometimes we do that with adults. And this whole election process, we've been looking at how people are acting and how the whole thing is and how people are, the two different sides are so vastly different and how they think. And we wonder, how can that even possibly be? Don't they see it? Don't they understand? But this scripture answers that question. They don't see it and they don't understand because the Spirit of truth, it says the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him. If you don't have the Spirit of truth, you're going to believe all kinds of things that don't make sense. And when we look at people and the things they believe and we go, but that doesn't make sense. And you can talk them in a corner in 2 seconds when you start asking them about what they believe. Because they don't really believe anything. They just believe what they hear. What they hear on the TV or the media news or whatever. They just believe it. So they're led astray in countless ways. And the reason is because they don't have the Spirit of truth. But people that have the Spirit of truth, they hear something and they go, that doesn't line up with truth. And here's where it doesn't line up. And they start, they can see it. They can see quickly that it's not right. Even Christians, people that claim to be Christians, aren't always walking with the Spirit. They're just sort of fake Christians and they don't know it. That's the scariest thing on earth to be. It's one thing when you go out witnessing to people and people say to you, I'm not a Christian. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. But it's that person knows and he knows. He's being realistic. But a person who claims to be a Christian, but they don't have the Spirit, they're not, because the word says you have to have, if the Spirit isn't in you, then you're not Christ's. And a lot of people, it's scary and sad to think, disturbing, that there's people who think they're Christians. And they'll say to Jesus on that day, Lord, Lord, and he'll say, depart from me, I don't even know you. That's scary, because the only way to be a Christian is for the Spirit to be in you. That's in Romans. And so Romans 8. The first part of 8. And so if you don't have the Spirit, which is also called the Spirit of truth, you can't perceive what truth is. You just believe anything you hear or whatever sounds right to your brain or whatever the enemy can use your mind to fool you with. Think about what a scary place that would be to think you know truth. And you're pounding people about this is true, and you're so wrong and you don't know it. Deception means you don't know. Deception means you really think you're right when you're really wrong. That's a scary place to be. We have to run into the Word and hide in the Word. We have to abide in the Word in order to not be deceived. It's like, did I tell you the story about the guys who learn how to spot the counterfeit bills, currency, yeah. You know, like our money? They never study the fake ones. They just study the real one. And if you know the real one and you know it well, you'll always know a fake when it comes around. It will be very easy to tell. And that's what happens for people who are true Christians, who are really walking by the Spirit. When something comes around and is said or proposed, their spirit inside, they know something's not right with that. Sometimes they know what's wrong with it. Sometimes they just know something's not right. And you learn to live by that. Janie, that's kind of what happened to you when you were going to go swimming and you heard clearly, don't get in the lake. Sometimes the way it goes is, I'm feeling uneasy about getting in the lake right now. That can also be the Spirit leading.
I felt that too, and then I heard it, don't go in the lake.
Yeah, you feel uneasy, then you heard it. So you heard it both ways. For people who can't hear yet, they might just get the uneasy feeling. That's why you'll hear people sometimes say how they can tell if they'll seek the Lord and they find their answers and whether they have peace about it or not. What they're really saying is, I'm not getting that uneasy feeling. Does that make sense, guys? You want the Spirit of Truth in you. Without it, you don't even know how lost you are. And the whole world is out there, lost as lost can be. They don't even realize they're groping blindly in a dark room. They don't even know. They think they see clearly because their mind is perceiving things and their mind is making decisions about what it sees. But if you've ever been in a room with 10 people, ask one question and they all will argue over the answer. They all perceive differently in their understanding. But the Bible says that the church, as we mature in Christ, will actually grow in unity of the faith until we actually mature up to the stature of Jesus Christ, to the fullness, to the tallness of Jesus Christ. So the people who have the Spirit of Truth in them should all be drawn together. And when you see Christians who are condemning other Christians, Paul said there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christians shouldn't be condemning anyone, especially other Christians. They should be encouraging if they think they're off in their doctrine or their understanding somewhere. They should be trying to encourage them. They should never condemn them. It takes the Spirit of Truth to walk in that. So mom and dad can be teaching you guys about character issues. And that's nice. Because that's what we're spending. That's the primary portion of our time goes to teaching you guys those issues. They're the most important thing. That's why we'll stop math or science or history or language arts if there's a character issue that arises. Because that's the most important thing. However, learning to walk in character issues out of human strength is never going to work for long. You will always fail here and there or ultimately fail completely. It has to be the Spirit of God who's leading you in those things. And then you don't need mom and dad even tell you. You'll do something or think something and you'll immediately know that's a character issue. That's not right. I'm not supposed to do that or go that way or walk that in that direction. I'm not supposed to follow those people. I'm supposed to be a light to those people. They're trying to lead me astray. I need to lead them to truth. Only with the Spirit of Truth can you even do that, because you can't even know truth. The Spirit of Truth knows truth. And he interprets spiritual things to spiritual people, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm telling you? All right, I love you guys. This has been a nice one this morning.